Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Chopper.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I just need to clear something up.
What do you need to clear up?
Yeah, I did go to X Factor on Saturday night. Yes, I did see Brittany mime, but I didn't. I was not the person that shouted during the interview when everything went quiet.
I love you, Brittany!
Because that would make me look not cool.
Yeah, and of course, everything else you do makes you look really cool.
Yeah.
Bring on the wall!
Shut it. Right, listen.
Good luck, and just keep doing it.
That is you!
That's clearly
that
not
is
me.
You!
Listen again.
Good luck, and just keep doing it.
No, that was a 14-year-old girl sat right near me.
We need to get a voice recognition expert on that. They'll be able to do scientific tests to prove that it was you.
Very excited today because in about 10 minutes, actual Lily Allen will be on this show. And unlike normal on this show, we have a world exclusive of her brand new track.
Proper world exclusive.
It's called The Fear. I'm going to play it before 4:30 and Lily is here already.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Is it because you were in a live TV studio on Saturday night that you didn't text me back?
Yes.
Right, okay, fine. You had your phone off.
Oh, you did send me a text.
I sent you a text about Brittany, but you just ignored me.
Yeah, well, I was busy.
And in fact, the text I sent you on Friday night, it took you nearly 24 hours to reply to.
Sorry about that, yeah.
I've got a question to ask about the other show that you did on Saturday night.
Yeah?
About the lottery.
Yeah?
My mum went into this massive panic because she bought me a lottery ticket and then she suddenly thought that I wasn't allowed to win because you were presenting it.
What, did your numbers come up?
Is this true? No. But just in case, she suddenly sat there and she was like, if all your numbers come up, what happens? Are you allowed to win? Am I allowed to win? Is Chappers allowed to win? What about the one that doesn't speak? Is he allowed to enter the lottery?
It would look a bit suspect.
This isn't something that we've ever talked about before.
No, that's true, actually.
But are we still allowed to buy lottery tickets?
I actually don't know.
Do you buy one? Are you allowed?
I don't know.
Are you? You should check that out.
You look a bit weird.
It would look so sus, wouldn't it, if I wasn't here today?
And the bonus ball is 24. Yes! Bye!
Because I was going to text you going, oh my God, I've won. What do I do now?
You don't find the numbers out the night before.
No.
That right. You can just confirm that,
can
you?
It's called the National Lottery Live for a reason. So what was your mum saying? She was like, well...
She just went into a massive panic and then she goes, oh, well, I guess if you do win, then they'll be able to check the CCTV that actually it was me that bought the ticket and not you and that I just gave it to you as a present, but even though it's got your name written on the back.
I think she's looked in this a little bit too much. I think it's still fine for you to play the lottery and it's probably not going to happen anyway.
Is there a delay on it?
No, there isn't a delay on it. It's live as it happens.
Oh, right.
That really annoys the people at Lottery HQ.
That's why I'm asking you the question, so you can put all these rumours to bed. You sure there isn't a delay?
There isn't any delay, no.
It's live.
And yes, your mum can play the lottery.
I'm so going to get you a ticket for next week so that it just in case you win a tenner.
I'm not on next week, it's Geffen Jones.
Are the people in the audience? Are the people in the audience, are they allowed to buy a ticket?
Here's Rihanna.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Does the voice of the balls, does he know the balls that are going to come out?
No, of course he doesn't, it's live.
As soon as the ball comes out, he has a fascinating fact about it, like it's the 178th time it's come out.
Yeah, because he's
got
reams of paper about each number and he just reads that out whenever the ball comes out.
What, and he can go through the reams that fast?
He's been doing it years.
Right.
It's like when old ladies play bingo. You know when they just go really fast like that? They just get to know where it is. Exactly the same as that.
So he has stats on every single number, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's what happened.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Hi, Lily Allen.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
I'm glad you're coming because people really don't like doing our show much anymore.
Oh.
Because, well, we're always really nice, but it just... I don't know, recently it's just gone a bit...
The sympathy card quite early here, right?
It's just gone a bit weird sometimes. Like, we had an interview with Mariah Carey.
I bet that was fun.
Well... It was all right, but she just spent the whole thing looking a bit bemused because can you remember why I started doing a Kate Nash impression? Like this. It's my face.
No, I can't remember.
Covered in freckles. And she was like, is that an actual song?
What are you doing? Did she introduce you to her rarity?
I'm sorry?
She calls one of her legs her rarity.
Does she?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's more special than the other one.
Is that true?
Apparently so.
No, I've never met her rarity. We're not that close.
I just have a sort of image of her introducing herself. Hi, I'm Mariah, and this is my rarity.
It's quite surprising I haven't seen a rarity because I sat on a hotel bed with her recently
exactly,
as well. But no, I haven't seen
I'd have loved to have seen your face if you had seen her rarity.
So would I.
You wouldn't have known what to do.
I wouldn't know, seriously. Anyway, so it's good that you've come in. Thanks.
It's my pleasure, Scott.
I think I just panicked because it was Mariah, do you know what I mean? And she just, like, you actually move as well, and she doesn't move anymore.
Oh, really?
She just glides towards you. Like that. You know, we were talking about that hotel thing. Do you have to do interviews, you know, those hotel junkets all around the world? Where
I just came back from Germany, did one, and I was in... Where else was I last week? Somewhere. Holland. I did them, yeah, both places. And before that, Sweden. Yeah, I do them all the time.
And people just file into the hotel room and ask you some weird questions and then go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
What do they ask you when you're abroad?
They go, so, tell me, what is the inspiration behind your style?
And you go, oh, God.
I go, mainly I read magazines and tear pictures of Sienna Miller and Kate Moss out and base my look on them.
Do you do them all with a big cardboard cutout of yourself behind you?
No,
no,
but some people are really weird. Like someone said to me the other day on a photo shoot, do you want a mirror?
What?
And I was like, what do you mean? Like some people have a mirror behind a photographer so they can check their poses out while they're having their photo taken. I thought maybe that's why I look so bad in photos. I need the mirror. Give me the mirror.
Who is it, that person, a celebrity that just makes stuff up and stuff up in interviews? I can't remember who it is.
I do it quite a lot.
Do you?
Yes.
And then it just sometimes it comes back to haunt you.
Not really to haunt me. I do some really stupid things. Like people are like, where are you now? I'm like, oh, I'm on a tour bus with Guns N' Roses. I just meant to be doing some promo, but I just thought, whatever, go off with my mates Guns N' Roses on the tour bus instead.
Do they print it?
Yeah.
I love that. It makes it a little bit more fun, doesn't it? It
makes me look cooler.
What do you always get asked apart from what was the inspiration behind your sound?
People go, so yeah, listening to this new record, it sounds a lot more mature than the last record. And I go, well, yeah, it's weird because I wrote the last one 4 years ago. Bizarre that it would sound like it's moved on a little bit.
Is there anything before we continue the interview that we should steer clear of asking?
Yes, many things, but I'm sure you can figure that out yourself.
Okay, I'm fairly sure he can't.
Right, you're not going to show me your rarity, are you?
No.
Oh, God. Right, let's start with some hard-hitting questions, okay?
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Here we go. Have you been watching X Factor?
Yes!
Yeah, see? You watch it?
Yeah.
Did you see it on Saturday?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Ruth Spanish was my favourite.
Hey?
Ruth Spanish, or Lorenzo, but I call her Ruth Spanish.
Oh, Ruth Spanish, yeah.
Yes, Ruth.
But she went.
I know, I'm really sad about that.
Who should have gone?
Owen.
Him.
Yeah, okay. Owen, there you go, that one.
What did you think of Brittany?
No, actually, you know what? He shouldn't have gone. Really, Vickers should have gone.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Controversial.
Vickers.
Can't even bring yourself to say her first name.
Yeah, Diana, sorry. Mm. You know what? I just felt like the whole thing was a bit of a farce. When she didn't sing on Mariah Carey week, I felt like that she should have had to have come back next week and sang a Mariah song as well as a Best of British song. Because then it would have been fair. Because, you know, obviously Mariah is quite difficult to match vocally. And I don't think that Diana's very technically good.
Okay.
Brilliant, I would agree.
No, I quite like that because everyone's going, oh, Diana's going to win.
No, because she just goes, ha! At the end of everything, doesn't she? And it was, yellow.
That's really good. That's
stars.
Really good.
And my hand.
Please tell me what you thought about Brittany.
I love Brittany, but you know what? I went to heaven afterwards to go and
see
her.
Did you go?
Yeah, she didn't turn up.
And it she was there, apparently.
Yeah, I saw her there, but I didn't. She didn't come on the stage, and it was really... It was quite sad. I was sad.
Was it rammed in there?
It was rammed. It was really hot. People were fainting all over the place. Quite unsafe. I think Westminster Council should probably be doing some investigating there.
She's getting loads of stick today for miming.
She shouldn't. I think that everyone knows that Brittany's a mimer.
Yeah, I see. I don't... I don't care if she's a mimer.
Yeah,
I don't.
But it was dreadful.
We've
it
always wasn't. Known that she's a mimer. It wasn't. I thought it was great. The dance moves, the elbowing.
It wasn't. I don't think it was. It wasn't just the miming.
I loved it.
It was the fact that the miming was so bad, and also the fact that she didn't know where she was.
She's terrified. No, I'm.
What do you mean she didn't know where she was?
Dermot Coxey said this morning. Dermot said to her, "So, what do you think of the contestants?" And she said,
went, "Yeah, I love her being in London.
I love being in
it's
London.
Great. And I'm just really happy. I'm really happy to be here right now. Yeah, it's just great. Do it."
Just keep doing what you do.
Yeah, just keep doing it.
Coxey said she might as well have gone on and said, "I love working with children and I'd like to save the whale." Just like the beauty pageant.
I didn't mind it at all.
Well, you wouldn't.
No. I thought she was great. I like her. And yeah. I thought her outfit was wicked.
Yeah. Now, I'm starting a collection of really bored-sounding pop stars. Mm-hmm. She's already done me one.
Hi, this is Britney Spears, and you're listening to Scott Mills on Radio 1.
She mimed that and somebody dubbed it for her.
Yeah, she was miming
yeah,
then.
Somebody dubbed
she
it.
She didn't actually do the burp, did
no,
she?
No, we added that. Well, yeah. Would you be able to do me a really bored-sounding one? Like, hi, I'm Liliana, and you're listening to Scott Mills on Radio 1. Yeah. Right, take this as your inspiration.
Hi, this is Britney Spears, and you're listening to Scott Mills on Radio 1.
Don't have to do the burp.
Okay. Hi, I'm Lily Allen, and you're listening to Scott Mills on Radio 1.
No, not boring enough. Again?
Hi, I'm Lily Allen, and this is Scott Mills on Radio 1.
Yeah, that's the one. Right, now, when should we play your new track? Because we've got, like, the news and stuff to do now. But you're going to stay here for a while, aren't you?
Okay.
Oh, God.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Lily Allen's still here.
Hello.
All right. Now, I've got your new record here. Where is it, actually? Oh, I did this the other week with the... I had the only copy in the whole building of the Take That album and lost it.
Right, 5 minutes.
Oh, I've got it here. This is your new record. I have to say, Lily, it seems more mature than...
It's interesting you should say that, Scott.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's quite a much anticipated release, isn't it?
It's much constipated.
Of your new single, The Fear. Taken from the second album, It's Not Me, It's You, written and recorded by, I believe, yourself and Greg Kirsten.
Indeed.
And the album, All Right Still, of course, your debut release.
Mm-hmm.
And you've sold out. Oh, sorry, no, your first show in over 2 years has sold out.
No, I just want to make it clear before we play the record, I have sold out.
Lynette from Glasgow's been on saying, "Oi, hurry up and play the new Lily Allen song, please. I'm refusing to leave my car to go into Asda until it's played." So you're stopping people shopping.
Good.
Hearing the credit crunch.
Exactly.
Says, can you ask Lily if she's doing a tour? You are, aren't you?
No, couldn't be bothered this
time. Oh, really?
Of course I am!
A full UK tour confirmed for March.
Someone's like given me a thing with all the dates on it.
Oh, we'll get them in a minute, don't worry.
It starts in Glasgow and ends in London, I know that much. I guess we're probably going down. I would think.
I probably think
they might just change it now for a laugh. Glasgow first, like Bournemouth second,
just to keep it, just to mix it up.
Southampton, Newcastle,
Belfast,
Cardiff. This is a fun game. Let's do this
for the rest of the day. Okay, we're going to play it then. What?
No.
What?
Everyone like it, please.
Radio 1 podcasts.
Podcast.
They're all giving you a big thumbs up next door, which means it's good.
Yay!
Woo! What, is it about the life of deadless celebrities?
No, it's more about the sort of obsession with celebrity culture, the society in which we live, the consumerist world, the... Yeah, that kind of thing.
That kind of thing.
Oh, I'll just be really clever, shall I? Yeah. No, it's, yeah, you know, it's about things that aren't really real, being a bit sad.
Do you, like, as you watch loads of TV, you've seen...
You are a total hypocrite.
No, not at all. It's just that you seem to watch all the TV shows that I've been on, and they're not, you know...
Hole in the wall.
You even watch Celebrity Scissorhands.
I love Celebrity Scissorhands.
Sally Morgan, Star Psychic?
No.
Did you see him in Casualty?
No.
What was that thing that I got off?
He just is Casualty. No.
Yeah. What was that thing where I had to be your butler for the day or something?
Oh, yes. About a year ago, I got a request in through someone saying, "Would you like to have Scott Mills be your butler for a week?" And I said, "No."
Really not.
Not really.
No.
What was that for?
I can't remember.
It's for a TV programme, yeah. Mm.
Don't take this the wrong way, Lily, but you really will do anything.
I believe that I also said no. No, I definitely didn't. I doubt that very much.
You wanted to be my slave.
Yeah, I did. But it wasn't to be. Now, we've got an idea which I think... Would you ever do Lily Allen Week on X Factor?
Because yeah, but I don't think there's enough songs. Well, it'd have to be the last week when there's only one person left. Smile!
I'd quite like that. Would you be prepared for them to murder your songs, though?
I think I've done a pretty good job at that myself. No, I think, yeah, it'd be fun. Why not? They should do American Idol Lily Allen Week. That'd be even weirder.
We've had an idea
at
which
first when I see you smile. That'd be hilarious. Let's do it. Let's call Simon now.
We're trying to get Simon on board with this idea for Muppet Week, where they do songs from the Muppets. We've kind of thought this through already. Listen.
It's time to face the music. It's time to light the lights. It's time to meet the Muppets on the X Factor tonight. It's the X Factor Muppet Week!
Tell me that wouldn't work.
That'd be good.
It would be good, wouldn't it?
Do they do Disney Week? They should do Disney Week. That's what I think would be the best.
What about this?
Owen Quick!
Imagine there's Owen, and he's sat on some stairs.
Okay.
Here he goes.
Halfway down the stairs, here's a stair. Where I sit.
You can imagine it, can't you?
Yeah, it's definitely happening.
Right, here's some questions you would never have been asked before.
I bet you I have.
Okay. Do you like a cheese board?
I love a cheese board.
They're back.
Cheese boards are back? I thought they've always been around.
Well, I don't know, not so much. But recently we've had a lot of students on saying that often of an evening, instead of like going crazy, drinking loads, taking drugs, they will actually sit down with a cheese board and a bit of port.
Yes, I like a cheese board. I'm not so keen on the port, though, actually. Contrary to popular belief.
You know, Tony on Hollyoaks had a cheese board the other week. Heather on EastEnders had one for breakfast.
Right, OK. That was Heather from EastEnders, though.
Oh, yeah.
My brother, bless him, Alfie, went out for dinner the other night and he suggested we had cheese for starters, which I was like, no, that's just wrong. He obviously thought he was being quite sort of, yeah. Cultured, or I was trying to impress his girlfriend.
Should we have cheese
to start? It's like, no, that's what we have at the end. Oh, bless.
We have this thing on our show where we've decided to start sending gifts to celebrities to see if we get a thank you letter back.
I always send thank you letters, so if you sent me something...
I've got
special headed paper, Lily Allen on the top. Doesn't have my address on it, but if people send me stuff, I always send a thank you note.
See, that's good. That's so we
great.
Can start with sending you one.
Yeah.
What could we send?
A cheese board.
Yeah, would you fancy a cheese board?
Yeah.
There's really good offers on at the moment on them, because it's Christmas.
Make her feel special, won't
No,
it?
I'm just...
No, there is.
I was thinking more like Fauna Mason's or any other department store kind of place. No,
it'll be a Netto cheese board.
Yeah.
Lidl's. Cheese board from Lidl's.
You must get sent loads of stuff, though, because you're, like, famous and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do, actually. But I trade it all in for my privacy. No, I'm joking. I give it all back. No, I do, yeah, I get sent things all the time. Yeah, it's lucky. I'm very lucky. I love my life. I'm really happy to be here in London.
Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. What's the best thing you've been sent and then you sent them a thank you letter back?
Chanel, a very nice company, always send me really lovely things, handbags. They sent me some shoes the other day that had light bulbs in them.
Cool.
They were high heels with light bulbs in them. They were so cool. You switch them on, they light up. It was amazing. They're like LA Gears. I'm doing a lot of product placement. Let's stop it. Okay.
Are they like those trainers that kids have that flash at the
back?
Yeah,
like LA Gears. Exactly, yeah, like that. But they don't flash. They're just constant.
On.
yeah, they were quite cool. But I always send thank you letters, to them.
Right, let's do that.
And Elton John bought me a house once and I sent thank you letter. No, I'm joking. That didn't really happen.
Have you ever been out with somebody just to get the free meal?
No, actually. And when I go out for dinner with guys, I always split the bill. I feel really nervous about people buying me things. I get really freaked out by it.
Shame you're not the same, eh, Becky?
So watch and learn, Becky.
I've changed.
You haven't changed.
I have.
Basically, she does. Well, she has been in the past out for dinner a lot just to get the free dinner.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not paying her enough then.
No.
even as soon as last week, wasn't it?
Yeah. Another question. Ever wanted to become a ventriloquist?
No.
Okay. Ever had a makeover?
Yeah, all the time.
No, but you know, like one of those ones from the 80s.
From the 80s?
Yeah, you know, like when you where they put you in soft focus, we were talking about this, and you see, like, in photographic studios.
Oh, right.
Normally, they're wearing, like, denim, massive hair.
No, but I'd like to have one, but going back.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I was really worried for a minute that you were going to ask her to be your puppet for one horrible moment then.
Yeah, what was that face all about?
Well, then, because you said, have you ever wanted to be a ventriloquist? And then I thought you were going to follow up with, have you ever wanted to be a ventriloquist puppet? And then I thought you were going to invite her over there to sit on your knee.
No, really not.
Right.
No.
Really not.
And have you ever wanted to enter Eurovision? Because we are.
Yeah, I would really like to, actually. But I don't think I'd win for England.
Why?
Don't know. I just don't think. Do you remember Love City Groove?
Yeah.
That was brilliant, wasn't it? They were Eurovision, weren't they?
Yeah.
In the morning. Yeah, that was cool. Sorry, I went off on one there. They were pretty cool. Yeah, I like Eurovision, but I don't think we're very good, are we? We need to get better.
Well, we need someone better to do it.
Okay, not me. Maybe you and Grig. Oh, no, he'd be Ireland.
Diana?
Diana, yeah, she's good enough for Eurovision.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
It's fine.
Oh, no, I'm going to... Why do I always get myself into trouble? I am a nice person, really. I just don't like Diana Vickers.
Now, when you came in last week, like, for a little cup of tea, they're taking pictures of you all the time, aren't they?
Yeah, all the time. It's like a red carpet every time I walk out of my house.
I know. Why do they love following you around, don't they? Why is that, do you think?
Because I'm really interesting, Scott.
Right.
And everything I do is entertaining in some level.
Yeah, and that's why they want a picture.
Yeah.
What's the kind of weirdest place you've ever seen photographers?
When I've been to Boots to get some Tampax, that's nice.
Well, are you product placing again?
Or any other sanitary wear.
What, and they hide it behind the shelves, are they?
No. Well, they do come into supermarkets when I'm in the supermarket.
Weird.
I'm not going to tell you which supermarket, but yeah, they weird.
It's unlike you to not do product placement.
Are you going to send a thank you letter to Tampax next week?
No, they'll send me loads of free ones. That'd be a good picture out.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah.
Lily gets a year's supply. Lily has a heavy week. This is disgusting. Can we move on?
Bye. What do you want to talk about now?
Not my periods.
Okay. Right, well, it's nearly time for the news, but this has been quite fun today, hasn't
sorry,
it?
I'm really sorry, everyone.
Has it been fun?
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it, and they liked your new record a lot as well.
Did they?
Yes, they really did.
Oh, good.
I don't think
we've ever finished an interview where we're all blushing.
No, it's getting weird. Anyway, Lily, thank you so much for coming in today.
Don't worry, I'll never come in again.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Now, you know I'm quite a big fan of Britney Spears.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, maybe I did stalk her slightly at the weekend and tried to be where she was. But sometimes I think... I mean, I'm quite a big fan, but I think sometimes you can be too big a fan of people. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I would never, for instance, hire a recording studio and sing some of her hits myself.
Are you sure?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, okay. I love her, but I wouldn't do that.
Why? Is that something that...
Right, well, there's this guy... Who are you a big fan of, Becky? Who do you like?
I like the Saturdays.
But would you... The Saturdays?
Mm-hmm.
Right, but would you hire a recording studio and you wouldn't be there that long, would you, really? Because they've only got, like, one... A couple of songs.
Yeah, I don't have enough money. I might go to a karaoke booth and try and do it, but I would never pay for a recording studio.
No. Well, there's this guy in Korea, see, who likes to call himself Dawn Air. Dawn Air, yeah. And he... Well, if you look at his stuff online, It's blatantly a high-tech recording studio there, okay?
Right.
He's paid money for this. He's not, you know, like most people on YouTube, when they're singing clips and stuff, they're just normally in their bedroom. You can see their duvet and stuff and all the washing that they haven't done. But this is different.
Okay.
I'll show you now, okay? He is the biggest fan of Mariah Carey ever. And I think has re-recorded pretty much everything that she has ever done.
Right.
Are you watching him now?
I am watching him now, yeah.
He's amazing.
In a nice red tank top.
Putting his heart and soul into it. Here he is doing Touch My Body.
I know that you've been waiting for me, I'm waiting too. In my imagination, I'll be all up on you. I know you got that fever for me, 102.
Proper recording studio, that, isn't it?
It is, actually, yeah.
If there's a camera up a hill, then it's gonna live with me when I do, I do. If there's a camera up a hill, then it's best as a flick on YouTube.
Listen to the chorus.
Touch my body, put me on the floor, let me around, play with some more. Touch my body, throw me on the bed, I just wanna make you feel like you never did.
Do you make it stop, please?
But he hasn't got the lyrics or anything, he knows them all off by heart.
Yeah, no, he's not reading anything, that's how much of a massive Mariah fan
he is.
He's
a pro.
Yeah. And if in doubt, what you need to do is just warble till the song fades.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh, 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 yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
He doesn't just do this one, he's got, he's done like all their albums.
Has he?
Yeah.
The video together. That's on my screen at the moment is All I Want for Christmas Is You.
That is a good one. He's done this one as well.
Who's gonna talk to me on the phone till the sun comes up? Who's gonna take your place, daddy? Nobody, babe. Oh, baby, baby, we belong together.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think he may need to learn the words for a little bit longer than he did, though.
Okay.
Feeling all out of my element, throwing things, crying, trying to figure out where, head away, along the pen, reflected, so you never had one feeling instead.
What was that? It
sounded like the word underpant appeared somewhere in there.
He's singing backwards.
Does Mariah Carey ever have the word underpant in any of her songs?
I don't know.
I can't imagine her singing that.
I Still Believe is one of my favourites.
Just give me one more try.
He really has done every song, pretty much, that Mariah has ever recorded.
He doesn't show his rarity on any of these videos, does he?
I don't think you get to see his rarity, no.
Right.
But you do get this offer from him.
Touch my body, emulate my thighs, all around your way, just a little taste. Touch my body, know you love my cup, come on and give me what I deserve.
What? What?
Oh, he's amazing. Dawn Air. Really good.
I think he's singing I Know You Love My Curves.
Curves?
Yeah, that's what you said, yeah.
This day of my life,
oh, I love
it. I feel with all the joy.
And listen how long he tries to hold the note on We Belong Together. It's amazing.
Oh, baby, baby, we belong together.
Go on. So this is your plan now, is it? For
what?
You to hire a recording studio and do the hits of Britney?
No.
Is this what...
Is this what you're thinking?
No.
Or have I just put that in the head of everybody?
No.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know how this works by now. I've got three situations. You simply tell me what happened next.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's a brand new week of Oh, What's Occurring? Got to do better, Becky.
I've been practising all weekend.
Okay. Ready for this, Chops?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
Play along at home on 81199. You know the Royal Family?
Which one?
The ones that live off of.
Oh right,
Palace.
Okay, yeah, right, yeah,
right. Who's your favourite?
Jim.
No, out of the actual.
I don't have a favourite.
I like Harry.
Why?
Because when I was in Australia, he came in the bar that I worked in, and he was really nice. Started helping himself to all the tequila from behind the bar.
Did he?
Yeah.
Isn't that theft?
It was really cool.
I don't think it is if you're a member of the royal family.
Oh, right.
But it was really cool to see, like, a royal just in the pub.
Helping himself?
Yeah, no.
So because he was royal, he thought he could go behind the bar?
No, he didn't.
Who's going to arrest him? Let's face it.
Did he say he was Prince Harry?
Hello, I'm Prince Harry. Give me that tequila.
Yeah, I'm just going to go and help myself.
That was pretty much how it went, yeah.
Right. Any problems, talk to Granny.
Right, well, today we went onto the streets of Great Britain once again to ask the questions that really matter. What we did was this. We asked 20 people, who is your favourite member of the royal family? What do you think the most popular answer was? Becky.
I'm going to say the Queen.
Okay.
Because she's, like, the best one, isn't she? She's, like, the biggest one.
She's the biggest one, yeah.
The Queen. Okay.
Shackers.
Might be Princess Michael of Kent, but I think I'll go for Harry.
You're going for Harry?
Yeah.
There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's us on the streets of Great Britain asking, who's your favourite royal?
Prince William. I always thought, oh, he's such a cutie. He was 12 and I was 6 or something.
It's got to be Harry, isn't it?
I reckon about Prince Harry as well. He just goes out partying and stuff. Yeah, I guess Prince Philip's all right.
Who's your favourite member of the royal family?
Prince Charles. Zara Phillips. She's quite good looking, isn't she?
Prince Harry's hot.
Prince Harry because he's cute.
A horse for one thing.
Prince Charles is pretty hot.
Prince Harry because he's fit.
I'd say Princess Eugenia. She's quite young, fit.
Which one is?
Princess Eugenia.
Princess.
Oh, didn't you?
I think mine's Prince Philip, because his favourite drink's a gin and tonic, I think.
Even though I don't like any of them, Harry.
Who's your favourite member of the royal family?
Prince Harry.
He's the cutest one.
Yeah, he's cuter and he's naughty.
Who's your favourite member of the royal family?
The Queen.
Why?
She looks cool.
Prince Harry.
Prince Harry. He's nice to look at.
Yes, the same.
Princess Michael of Kent.
Why would you say that?
Because he's a princess called Michael.
I never thought somebody would say that. I never thought anybody would say Prince Philip.
That's
either,
quite cool. It's a princess called Michael.
It is quite cool.
It is quite cool. This is also one of my favourites.
I would say Princess Eugenia. She's quite young, fit.
Which one is?
Princess Eugenia.
Princess
Eugenia.
Is there a Princess Eugenia that I'm not aware of?
Isn't he an X Factor?
Oh, yeah, he's the little one, isn't he?
Yeah.
So, the answer was most popular.
Do they not mean Eugene?
Oh,
Eugene.
Yeah.
What's
oh, right.
Eugenie.
Princess Eugenie.
Yeah.
Eugegna. Eugegna. Harry was the most popular answer. Go on, chappers.
Yes. What's the kidding?
Next one. You know, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Yeah.
And there's that bloke from the 80s on there. You can't miss him with the slick back, dyed blonde hair. David Van Day.
Mm-hmm.
Right, he's always moaning and arguing with that girl with the big boobs, Nicola.
Oh, she does my head in.
Mm. Does his head in too.
Yeah.
Did you see it on Friday? You may or may not have realised if you watched it, but it was actually David Van Day's birthday.
He kept that quiet.
Yeah. He's not one to draw attention to himself.
No, no,
he
no.
likes to play it down quite a lot. But here's my question to you. On Friday night, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. How many times did 80s... star David Van Day mentioned that it was his birthday?
13.
Straight to it there, weren't you?
Oh, loads more. It's like the whole show. 30.
Oh, no, hang on a minute. I didn't see Fridays.
Right, OK, what do you want to change?
I told you I've been practising. I watch so much telly.
No, I won't change it. I'll leave it at that.
You're saying 13?
Yeah.
You're saying 30?
Mm-hmm.
3-0. OK, let's go.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Here is David Van Day on I'm a Celebrity. Did anyone mention it was his birthday?
It's my birthday.
Rise and shine.
Happy birthday.
You're the early bird.
Happy birthday.
Oh, the sun's come out for my birthday, good.
Happy birthday.
Sun's come out. Happy birthday, DVD. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, DVD. Happy birthday to me.
Well, no shout.
No, happy birthday.
Waking up today with anticipation and having a fantastic day because it's my birthday was great. Oh, birthday massage. Birthday massage. Oh, good. This is a good birthday present. Happy birthday, by the way. What a happy birthday I'm having. What a way to start my birthday this morning. Nicola hasn't even said happy birthday anyway, so I didn't, but I don't expect her to. I can't open my mouth, not even on my birthday. Hopefully later this evening, we'll be celebrating my birthday. We may have had a bottle of champagne in that box, and it's my birthday. Tomorrow is another day, and thank God my birthday's over.
Wow.
What was it?
24 times.
So, go on, Becky.
Good one. 24 times in one episode.
Oh! What's occurring?
I saw Saturdays and he was still going on about it on Saturday.
Of course.
Yeah.
Last one. You know it's the 1st of December.
Yeah.
Kind of getting in the Christmas spirit here at Radio 1 today. Now, you know Gemma, who works upstairs in our office?
Yeah.
And sometimes we send her out to ask panorama-style questions on the streets of Great Britain, the hard-hitting ones that really matter. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Now, we got some Radio 1 listeners, four of them, to call Gemma's desk phone upstairs earlier, OK? Because it's nearly Christmas. As if her phone line upstairs was a dial-a-carol service and they were all just wanting a carol from her when she was just busy doing her work.
Poor Gemma.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
So we called her four times.
Everywhere you go.
How many times did we get her to sing a carol on Gemma's dial-a-carol service? Chappers.
I'm going to say four because she's such a nice person.
Four times. Becky?
I think she's actually quite shy, so two.
So Shappers are saying four, you're saying two.
Oh, bless her.
I know.
You're a horrible man.
Oh, what's occurring?
So then, it's Gemma's Dial a Carol service. Thing is, she doesn't know anything about it. We've got some Radio 1 listeners to call her up. Becky's saying twice, you're saying four times.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Hello, Radio 1, Gemma speaking.
Hiya, I'd like to request Jingle Bells, please.
Sorry?
I'd like to request Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells?
Yeah, please, that's for my daughters.
Oh, I think you've got through to the wrong number.
No, this is Dialer Carol. I've tried it about three times now.
Oh, OK, the best thing to do is probably to double check the number.
If you can sing now, that'd be fine. Just sing.
If I can sing?
Yeah, Jingle Bells would be great.
Oh no, I don't think I'm going to sing, sorry.
Well, it is my favourite carol.
Sorry.
And it is my daughter's.
I'm sorry.
And it's their birthday.
Merry Christmas anyway.
Well,
cheers, bye.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Next.
Hello, Radio 1, Gemma speaking.
Hi, Merry Christmas. Can I have, we wish you a Merry Christmas, please?
Hi, sorry, I think you've got the wrong number.
Well, I'll sing it with you. I know the beginning bit. Can we start it with, we wish you a Merry Christmas? Go on, what's the next bit?
Sorry. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, next listener, please.
Hello, Radio 1, Gemma speaking.
Hi, I was wondering if you just do traditional carols or do you do modern carols as well?
Oh, I think you've got the wrong number.
Are you sure you can't just do me Last Christmas by Wham?
You want me to sing it?
Yeah. You know Last Christmas, yeah, it's Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
No, I don't know, sorry. Sorry, bye.
No, I don't know Last Christmas by Wham.
Right.
Last one.
Hello, Radio 1.
Oh, hi there. Could you sing Jingle Bells for me, please?
I think you've got the wrong number. I've had loads of phone calls like this. I think it's wrong.
Could you just sing me a little bit?
And then will you stop calling me?
Yes, I will. Okay, promise.
All right, if you stop me off, I'll do the second line.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Thank
you. Are you happy now? Thank you. Thank you.
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Bye. Bye.
Poor Gemma. Thanks, Gemma. She's sweet. So it was only the once, which means it's 2-1 to Becky on today's Oh, What's a Karen? She's back in the game.
Oh.
Podcast.
Has anyone ever seen this happen before? Okay. One of the, well, the one that doesn't speak, one of his friends, okay, mm-hmm. who's a girl, it was her birthday at the weekend, mm-hmm. and her boyfriend got her quite a nice necklace as a birthday present, all okay? Right. And it wasn't a particularly fancy necklace, but it wasn't that cheap either. So he's like, oh,
that cheap.
Well, it wasn't. No, but it wasn't really, really expensive, but it wasn't like really, really cheap either. So he's like, happy birthday, gives her, you know, opens the box, and she starts crying.
Oh, that's really sweet.
No. He was thinking, oh, she loves it. Brilliant. Yeah. No, then she starts sobbing.
Oh.
And he thinks, oh, she really likes it. No, she hated it. And it wasn't because she was moved at all by the necklace. It was just that she really, really didn't like it and was sobbing a lot.
A bit of an extreme reaction, isn't it?
Is that rude, do you think?
Yes.
Yeah, massively so.
Well, surely you'd be able to keep your emotions in check.
But she was like, oh, I really don't... like, hated it, really didn't like it.
Maybe she wanted an engagement ring or something.
I don't know, it's just, that is quite rude, I think.
Girls, that's a bit extreme.
Girls, eh? Girls.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Somebody anonymous on the text, going back to, you know, the one that doesn't speak's mate, cried at the necklace she got. My girlfriend was upset when she got a bike. She thought she was getting a ring. Now, surely when she saw it wrapped up, she'll have realised that she wasn't getting a ring.
Yeah, drama queen.
You know?
Yeah, I know. Right.
It's a good present, a bike.
It is. Yeah, it is. And different.
Oh, here we
sometimes
go.
Men do that horrible thing, though, of, like, putting a ring in like a massive box, so you think you get a massive present, and then you just get a ring. Do you know what I mean? So it's,
he might have dressed up a ring.
No, he might have dressed up a ring to look like a bike. You know, like wrapped.
What?
Down.
That's a big box.
Maybe you should do that. Let's see if you could wrap a ring to make it look like a bike tomorrow.
Do you know what I mean? They do a big box, and they get a big present, and there's just a little ring at the bottom.
Just a small ring at the bottom.
You can't win, can
get
you?
You
can't win.
You can't.
No, I've
often
that,
done the big
bo-
bigger box trick, haven't you?
Yeah, and all you get is disappointed.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sugar Babes and No Can Do on Radio 1. It's their new single. They'll be here tomorrow on this show.
I think I might actually love Nicky and Cardiff's boyfriend.
Why?
He bought us some earplugs but put them in a ring box once for her.
I like Georgia off of Berry, who's been on.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend wrapped a present in a Jimmy Choo shoe box and actually opened it to... there was an electric toothbrush in there.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.